on the roof.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Adam?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. Wonderful to speak with you, Adam. I tried to call you a couple of times earlier on this week. It's Paul from Local Splash. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing pretty good. So ever since the day that we signed up, you know, we got a message right back from you. I've been trying to contact you. A little miscommunication or misunderstanding there, and I apologize, you know, for that as well, regarding the initial payment.
Right. Right. I guess what it was is I misunderstood because I thought it was just going to be the $99 up front, and then next month it would be the $299. I didn't realize it would be the $299 plus the $99.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I apologize for any miscommunication on my part, but you know, the voice verification that we did is it's in place and it's required of us so that we're very clear in outlining that. And I do know, you know, I would have had to have said that at that point in time. But again, you know, I still understand that that's not what you heard.
I guess I misunderstood.
Well, that's okay. That's completely understandable. And you know, I definitely wouldn't want that to be, and I think if you've ever listened to any of my voicemails, you know, I wouldn't want to get off on the wrong foot because of a miscommunication and things like that. We certainly would want the opportunity to get you on that first page and get your phone ringing, and I certainly wouldn't want that opportunity or what could be a beneficial working relationship not have a chance to happen because of that. So, I mean, I'd like to do anything that I can do. And again, I was trying to call you so we could actually speak about this. But I did even in my last message say without having the ability to speak with you, what I'm able to do, what I would like to do, what is already in place, in fact, is pushing your billing out instead of that, you know, next payment being due a month from the day you signed up. I was able to push your billing out 2 weeks, so there wouldn't even be a payment scheduled in October at all. Kind of give you at least a six-week first month. But the reason that it normally bills first month up front and bills proactively like your rent does, you know, you pay on the first, you're good for the end of the month, is because we get started right away. You know, we build out the website. That takes us about 3 or 4 business days. We start running paid ads, so we start getting charged right away for running those ads. And, of course, just the time, resources, and direct costs that it takes for us to create that content up front. You know, there is always that first month that bills proactively. I was able to reduce the cost of the setup fee, but if I can get the opportunity to earn your business, and like I said, the 6 week first month would already be in place, I would be more than happy to refund the $99 setup fee. I think, you know, that kind of led to the confusion to begin with. And I know from the beginning I was saying it was $299 a month, and then towards the end I mentioned that I would reduce the cost of your setup fee, which led you to believe that it was a setup fee first, and then the second month would be when it would officially start. If I can give you that first month as a six-week first month and at the same time refund that $99 setup fee, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you, kind of get things off on the right foot?
Well, I want to be completely honest with you, Paul. I told somebody that called me earlier, I think I may have jumped the gun and signed up a little bit too early. And the reason I say that is you know, I've got some partners. I am the owner of the company, but I have partners that we kind of make decisions together. And I didn't talk to them. And also, I didn't really even have a chance to look in and do some research into the company. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So taking that into consideration, I think I'd like to just, if possible, just cancel for now and move on to, you know, we'll work on the business. We'll get it a little bit more up and running first because on the finance end, we're not doing great. You know, we're a new company. We're just getting started. Yeah, tell mama.
Okay.
Well, I do hear that, and it looks like the note when you spoke with Catherine says that you did speak with your partners, that you don't have that much clients, thinking that, you know, you don't have that steady stream of revenue, you don't have that steady stream of work coming in. And I certainly understand, you know, as a young company, you know, very young company, your crew's got 15 years of experience, but the company itself is new. And that's what led me to reduce the cost from $599 down to the $299, just to make it affordable for a young company. At the same time, and I don't want to be the portent of doom here, but I mean, there is an old adage out there, the company that doesn't pay to advertise will soon pay to advertise the selling of the company. I mean, you have to get your name out there. Otherwise, as a young company, how will people find you? How will you get those new clients and the work that you're looking for? I know you said you're the owner, you've got partners, you got people involved and things like that. You know, the reason that it's $299 to begin with versus like $149 is that 50 to 60 mile service area. I mean, it's not just Houston, it's all of the Houston metro area. So it does include a paid ad component that drives up the cost, because like I said, we would have started those paid ads right away. We would have gotten charged for running those paid ads. I mean, and this is, I don't know if it's going to work for you, but it would still include the 45 day first month. So a 6 week is what I was going to say. 6 week first month. I would refund the $99 setup fee. And if we could secure the listing for you, now it's only going to be for Houston itself, which I know isn't ideal, but at least it allows you to get your name out there locally, get people in your own backyard calling you. And boy, I mean, there's enough people there. You wouldn't necessarily have to go out to Spring, Katy, Tomball, wherever, right? It's $149 a month for a local campaign. There's not paid ads as part of it. So, like I said, you're not going to get 50 or 60 miles. It's going to be more like 15 or 20 miles. But it's only $149. So, I mean, instead of the $398, let me do the math on that real quick. It would be $149. So the refund that you'd be getting would be $249. We would refund $249. That includes the difference of the setup fee as well as the cost between the two different packages. Now, when you've got more customers, when we help you get your phone ringing, you've got more customers calling, you've got that steady stream of income where you're not overstretched or stressed or worried, but you know that you've got phone calls and you've got jobs and you are ready and able to put that crew with the 15 years of experience to work in that larger service area, we can always add those ads back on. The setup fee would never be attached back on there. But, I mean, at $149 a month with me being able to refund $249, your next payment not being due until November 5th, I mean, I know your guys are concerned, but the real concern is, you know, making sure you've got the phone calls, making sure you've got the jobs coming to you. I mean, you took a risk. I mean, I can see from the notes, your guys kind of lost their jobs and you started a company for them, for you.
Right. Right.
And I know you didn't just do it on a whim. You know that most companies fail in the first or second year. So, I mean, this would get you out there, you know, as a young company, to be on that first page where you can get those phone calls. $149 a month until you decide to add the ads back on. I would even reduce the future cost from $299 down to $249 if you ever did want to add paid ads back on. If we could do a six-week first month for a local campaign for 15 miles in and around Houston, I mean, $149 a month with a $249 refund coming back at you, I mean, I'm doing everything I can here on good faith to get this going for you. I think the original confusion or miscommunication on that first month versus the first month with the setup fee, otherwise we would have already done that client interview and be well on our way to getting this accomplished here. But I want to find something that works for your budget, but at the same time giving you the opportunity. Time is money, right? And I certainly get the longer you wait to advertise your business, the longer it's going to be before you see more phone calls coming in. You know, people don't know who to call. They don't call their dad anymore. They don't use the Yellow Pages anymore. Most people Google it, right? So right. If we can do a local campaign, 6 week first month, 149. Your next payment will be 149 due on November 5th. You'd get a refund of 249 today. Would that be fair?
it sounds more than fair, Paul, but I think I just want to hold off for a little bit and, like I said,
okay,
just get the company going more, you know?
Well, I'm
looking for, I'll tell you the truth.
For you.
I appreciate it, and I'll tell you what I'm looking for. We're getting jobs, but they're small, you know? They're just minor repairs, just enough to basically pay the guys, and it's barely keeping the company going.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we get a bigger hit, like a tear-off or something, or a commercial, then we'll have more than enough funds to expand our advertising, you know? But for now, we're just going to hold off until we hit the jackpot, so to say.
Well, I hear you. You know, you can't win the lottery if you don't buy a ticket, though, you know?
And right.
I mean, $149 a month, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I know you've got expenses and things like that, but this isn't another bill, you know. It's a way to get your name out there so you can get those phone calls, so you can, you know, get your ticket in that raffle so you can win that job, right? You know, I mean, I don't want to twist your arm. I mean, you're a nice guy. I'm just trying to help you out here down the road. But, I mean, unfortunately, and it's happened more than once, and I don't even want to say it, but, I mean, I've called businesses who says, call me in a month, call me in 2 months. And they say, oh, man, you know, I'm not doing my business anymore. I'm working for somebody else. You know, and I'm not saying that's going to happen here, and I certainly hope it doesn't. You know, I mean, like I said, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've got clients. I've actually been with the company myself for over 9 years. You know, April 17th was my 9-year anniversary, 9.5 years pretty much now. And I've got clients that have been with us from the beginning, been with me from the beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. Before the end of the year, we'll hit our 18-year anniversary. So, you know, we've certainly been around for a long time, and we know our service works, but...
Yeah. No, I mean, I appreciate it. I really do.
Okay.
But I think we'll just hold off for now.
All right. Well, I do wish you all the best, you know, and you have a wonderful day. You have a wonderful weekend. So we'll definitely go ahead and cancel this out. We'll refund the entire $398, and you'll see it by the end of the day as a pending transaction, and then it will hit your card. You know, it depends. It's bank to bank. 48, maybe even up to 72 hours before you do that back available on your card. But you, like I said, you'll see it on the end of the day, and you'll get an email in moments that the account's been canceled and the refund is being processed.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that, Paul.
All right, Adam. I appreciate you and your time, and you have a wonderful rest of the day. Thank you so much.
You too, Paul.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.